Well, it was a big moment for Victorian cricket yesterday. They finally announced their new coach. It's been a long process and a fairly dramatic process towards the end because some of the biggest names in the game domestically here in Australia were after the job as coach of Victoria, and it was Chris Rogers that won the race, and he joins us now on RSN. Chris, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, Ed. How are you, mate?
I'm going well, but not as well as you, I'm sure. That was great news to hear yesterday.
Yeah, it was. This is one of the great roles in Australian cricket, really. There's so much talent, so many people playing cricket in Melbourne and Victoria. So to get that role, be head coach, is one to be very excited about.
And it was a fairly exhaustive process that you had to go through to get the role. Can you explain a little bit about what you had to do and also maybe a bit of a background in how you've got to this point since so many of us cricket fans saw you playing for Australia?
As for the process itself, I think in previous times, Victoria have been directed by Sean Graff, the general manager who really is probably had a bit of an idea who he wanted at the time. But this time around, there was a few names who were in the hat. So, we had to go through a couple of interviews. We had a couple of different panels we had to present to. It kind of came down to two, I think, in the end, and I was lucky enough to get it. But as for me, I had the coaching bug towards the end of, almost always through my career, but particularly towards the end and started to do a bit before I finished playing, and then did a little bit in England. I was an assistant coach over in Somerset for a year and Gloucester a couple of times for short periods, and then had a two-year role with Cricket Australia, just working with the best young players coming through the system throughout Australia. So I've had some fantastic experiences and really good mentors as well who have helped me kind of grow as a coach, because it's one of those ones that you step out as a player, think you know a lot about the game, but coaching is a skill, and it takes time to learn. So it's been one I've really enjoyed over the last few years, and will continue to do so.
How much or how important was that time up with Cricket Australia? Because as you said, you've always almost been a coach when you were playing, particularly in county cricket. But just that, I guess, that additional time as more a specialised coaching position. How much did that help sort of round you off a little bit?
Oh yeah, tremendously. I mean, it's all good to kind of hear about the game, but it's understanding people's personalities. You know that there's so many people are motivated by different things, and they respond differently to different methods. So, I think working with younger men as well, kids is really challenging because a lot of them think that they know what they're doing, and then they're far off. But it's just kind of making sure that you're understanding what makes them tick and what they want, and trying to make sure you're not just teaching them the one way, which I probably was a little bit guilty of when I finished playing. So just continually growing and like I said, surrounding myself with good people who can help.
Chris, would you have gone anywhere to coach, or was there something in particular about the Victorian job that attracted you?
Andrew, I probably would have gone anywhere. I think as a coach, you have to be prepared to go anywhere. I mean, it's not like, you lose a job and you can just go around the corner, unless it was Renegades and Stars. But, that's not very common. So I think that if you want to kind of coach at the top level, you just got to be prepared to move. And they're the sacrifices you make along the way. But that's part of it.
How much has coaching evolved? Even in probably the last 5 years, we probably thought that we had an idea of what cricket coaching was, but you talk about the evolvement of coaching. What do you think has been the major shift in, say, the last five years?
I think we've taken a little bit of a lead from AFL in many respects. You look at someone like Damien Hardwick and the kind of the way that he's developed, through his own experiences and going over to the States to try and learn and develop as well, and probably coming back as a more empathetic coach who you know appreciates how hard the game still is and finding different ways to communicate. So I think probably from my point of view it's probably less about the wins and losses but more about the process, trying to really make sure that you're helping getting people get better, and then the results take care of themselves. And I'm probably talking a little bit in cliches there, but for me that's the way I'm probably looking to approach it, and hopefully get those results, because I'm well aware that that Victoria is a very proud and successful state when it comes to cricket, so there's pressure on that as well.
And I think that's, I guess, one of the real interesting sort of parts about Victorian cricket, Chris, is that they win a lot. I mean, they've won 6 Shield titles in a short period of time, and even the short form format as well have always been very successful. But not a lot of test representation or international representation. Do you have a view on that and a focus on trying to get the next generation through, the likes of Pekoski and Sutherland and these types? Or is it about winning? Is it about both? How do you juggle that?
It is a juggle. I think it's a fine balance. You can have the approach that, we win at all costs and then you get players into playing for Australia, and I think Victoria tried that and it wasn't as successful as they hoped. So I think there's a definitely a push from the powers that be that they want players playing for Australia and not just being selected but being permanent fixtures in the side. So there's therefore the pressure on the coaching staff to help these players really develop those all-round skills that they're going to need if they go and play for Australia. Because if you go and play for Australia, it's things like in other parts of the world, 60% of the bowling will be done by spinners, whereas over here it might be 5% at some of the state grounds. So it's little things like that. How do you find ways to kind of develop players all-round so that they can go on to play, represent and play well for Australia. And there's lots of other different skills as well. So, I'm highly aware of all these kind of things. I don't think it's just going to be solved tomorrow, but, hopefully we can put in some processes that can help these players, develop their all-round game.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, on behalf of everyone here, we're rapt that you've got the gig, and we look forward to speaking to you many more times now as Coach of Victoria on RSN.
Thanks, mate. I was expecting your text message yesterday, and sure enough, I got it. So I appreciate that.
Very good.
It wasn't a job application for an assistant coaching role, was it, Chris?
The media manager, no.
Consultant. That's what it is, consultant. We'll speak to you soon.
Good on you. Thanks, guys.